I spoke about this coughing challenge. There are lots of different social media platforms. One of them is TikTok, and of course others then like Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. I know that there's been two arrests already with regards to coughing or spitting at people. Two people were arrested yesterday by the guards. This is a quote from the Echo this morning. After officers were coughed at when breaking up large gatherings of young people, one incident in Dungarvan and the other one in Dublin, they were later released without charge. But here in Cork, actually, I think the first time that I saw a quote from a guard was the Assistant Garda Commissioner in Cork, Mick Finn, urging people to report the so-called Corona Challenge. He said that it's very upsetting for people at this time that such times of uncertainty. And the Echo says that there have been reports in Cork City of youths coughing at elderly and disabled people while being recorded for social media by their friends. I'm joined by Superintendent Mick Cummins by phone. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
You're taking this very seriously, I hear.
I am, Neil, and the Gardaí as a whole are very seriously.
What can you do, though? I mean, can you see the videos, for instance, and chase people down? Or are you, I know that in the case of Dungarvan and Dublin, they were released without charge. What does that mean?
Released without charge to prepare a file, I'd say, Neil, for later prosecution in those cases. What we can do, number one, we need a complaint from the person who is coughed at. That complaint then will be acted upon and investigated, the same as any other complaint. And realistically, this coughing at people is an assault.
Okay, so it comes under what? The non-fatal offences against the person?
Offence against the person act, yes. And we will investigate it as such, as an assault.
It's not as if you haven't got enough to do, right?
Agreed, yes. You know, the minister called it disgusting, and that's exactly what it is, but it is also a breach of the law, and people should know that, and people who are carrying on with this should know that it is a breach of the law, and it will be followed up.
But would that only be for people of age? I mean, I think in the minister's case it was a grown man, but in many of the cases I'm hearing about, it's kids.
Yeah, well, we also have our juvenile diversion scheme where we deal with people under 18 under the diversion scheme if that's appropriate. And if it's not appropriate, the director of the scheme can find that the child is not suitable to be dealt with under the scheme and can still be prosecuted.
Yeah, and would they then get some kind of, would it be possible to put them under curfew or tell them that, or talk to their parents or something like that with regards to telling them to cop on?
Exactly.
So at this stage, you're asking people to report any such incidents. It'd be very hard to find the cougher or the spitter though then, wouldn't it? It's like a needle in a haystack.
A lot of this is to put it on social media, and we are getting better all the time at monitoring social media, and we do monitor social media, you know, and the evidence is there on the social media if we find it.
So you do trawl online, yeah.
Oh, yes, all the time now, all the time. You know, the evidence is there if we find it on the social media, the evidence to prosecute the people.
Okay, so you're told from social media, we see it ourselves on social media, many incidents which maybe are never ever reported. It's even hard to know when, you know, you see video footage. I saw one last night reportedly from Maglan Grove in Toker of fist fights, organised fist fights amongst teenagers. There was people of all ages. And then we had also, are you aware that was like, is that fake news or did that actually happen yesterday?
I have seen it, Neil, but I don't know exactly when it happened. And that's one of the things we're looking at, you know, when did that happen or what, you know, was that yesterday or when it was?
Yeah. And then there was the one that we reported on air where teenagers gathered on the north side in the Fairfield for a big drinking and music party, that kind of carry on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When the guards went in there, they just dispersed them. Was that the right thing to do?
It was, and you know, that was, and that's the way we are dealing with large groups or have been dealing with since the start of this crisis.
In an effort to get the message out, to cop on and engage in physical distancing.
Correct. Exactly.
And members of the Gardaí then, do they have any protection against somebody that might spit or cough at them?
Not at the moment, no. We don't. It's just we're out there our faces out front. But, you know, that's part of what we do every day.
The message being then for people to cop themselves on and for others who come across incidents like this to report them to the Gardaí.
Yeah, please report them. We will follow up. We will investigate, you know, and that's the way to put a stop to it.
Appreciate you taking the call, Superintendent. As always, Superintendent Commons saying that they will take it very seriously. They have a zero tolerance, no nonsense approach to this disgusting and disgraceful behaviour. And that's a quote from the Echo this morning.